All right. Yesterday we had left off with a discussion in the Rajba. And the discussion that we had was the issues within how to learn the Tzrichas of the Gemara and a Machlokis in regards to Ani Araktia. That's where it started from. So let's take a look again and just review what we had on the board yesterday that's not here. It's here. That's okay. We'll say it out. If anybody... Now stop me. Today is sort of like an in-between day. So there are things I want to quote-unquote say shir on, but I also want to review the shitas. So if there's anything unclear in this review, raise your hand. Okay. So we saw in Tosas Dibar Maschil Yitana Mitzia, Tosas there was explaining the exact Mora Heter. The Gemara told us, you know what, let's read the Gemara inside again. Amar of Papa Vitamer of Sinu Barashi, Va'amri Lot Kedi, Reisha B'Mitzia, when the Mishnah says, Zelmer Ani Mitzasiya, that's talking about a Mitzia. And then when it says, Kula Shali, that's V'Seifa B'Mekach U'Memkar, that's talking about Mekach U'Memkar. De'itana mitziya, because if it only said mitziya, hava mina mitziyu deramu rabbanan shvu aleha, mishum demayri v'amar chavroi lamidi chaseba, izal itvis v'ispalik ba'adeh. So the guy's going to be more heter, and he's going to say that when it comes to mitziya, so there, the rabbanan gave me a shvu because, the rabbanan gave me a shvu because he's going to say, look, I took it from my friend's hand, I know the truth, but at the end of the day, he's not losing anything. Now Tosus learns, the Dibar Maschil Yitana Mitzia, that the Mora Heter goes like this. That if the guy is going to be Mora Heter, so then I would have had a Hava Mina. What our Gemara say? Mishum da'am mori va'amar chavroi la'amei dichazu izol itvis. So then in such a case, then you would make a shvua. But by Mekach U'Memkar, you don't have Mora Heter. So then in such a case, then not. So Tosa explains. Eima lo yishavath, the end of the first narrow line, I would have a havamina, that in such a case, by Mekach U'Memkar, by Shnai Mokhsim Taos, you don't make a shvua. The Mishum shvua lo yifrosh, because the Shvua will not cause him to back away. Sharei Savar Hu Lomar Emes, because he thinks he's saying the truth. So the Shvua is there, according to Tosos, to get the guy to be Porish. The Shvua is there to intimidate. Kamash Walanda Afilu Achi Yishava. And the Chiddush is that nevertheless you make a Shvua. And we were masbir at the end of Shir yesterday, that at the end of the day, the Shvua is going to intimidate the guy, even if he was Mor Heter, because that causes him to make a new Cheshbon HaNefesh. It causes him to make a new Cheshbon HaNefesh, and for that reason, the guy is going to be Porish. So according to Tosfos, the Shvua is there to get the guy to be Porish. If that's so, then of course, Ani Araktia, Shai, if you want, you can hear okay. The case of Ani Araktia, I just don't want to lose my voice before Yom Kippur. The case of Ani Araktia is a case in which the guy for sure is going to have a shvua to say Yachloku. Because that's the paradigm of making a shvua to get and giving Yachloku to get the guy to admit that he was a liar. That's Shitas Tosis. Yesterday we saw that the Rajba says that it must be that Rashi learns a different shot. Now Rabosai, what compelled, now I throw the ball on you guys, what compelled the Rajba to learn a different shot than Das Rashi in the Tzrichas of the Gemara? Why does the Rajba say that Rashi probably learned a different shot? Yes, Josh?
Rashi primarily
about Kisaron. Nate, there's a spot over here, Tzadikot. Come. That what? Go ahead. Why did the Rajba say Rashi will not learn that the Shmuel is there to intimidate the guy? Let me show you what Rajba again that we're referring to. Let's take a look again at the Rajba. The Rajba says, we don't say that this guy is Chashid Amamona and therefore Chashid Shwasa because he's Mora Heter. Because he's Mora Heter, he's not going to be Chashid Shwasa. And when you put the Shwa on him, he's going to be Parish Amoda. So now let's spell out how the Rajba learned the Das Rashi. It's what we pointed out yesterday by Maven Yavin, the exact opposite of Tosas. And that is, if the guy is going to be Mora Heter, so then in such a case, he doesn't think that he's doing anything wrong. So there we don't have the rule, Migu Dechasha Mamona Chashid Ashvuasa. And therefore we can give him a Shavuah. However, when it comes to Mekach U'Memkar, there, the guy in the first side of the Tzrichasa is not being Mora Heter. So if he's not being Mora Heter, he can't make a Shavuah. Because Migu D'Chasha Amamona Chasha Ashvuasa. So there's one Machlokis between Rashi, Bidas, HaRashba, and Tosos, that Tosos learns Migu D'Chasha Amamona Lo Chasha Ashvuasa, and Rashi, Lefi, the Rajba, learns Migu D'Chasha Amamona Chasha Ashvuasa. But now I ask you, why did the Rajba assume this Bidas Rashi? Don't be a Heverman already, even though you said very, very well. That's because of Rashi and Gimel and Mabez. Yeah, Moshe, go ahead. Why? Oh, not maybe. That's the pshat. The pshat is like this. The pshat is that Rashi on the bottom of Beis Amid Aleph, in the case of a Vaday Ramai, says that the halachi is that you don't say Yachloku. Right? According to Tosfos, if the Shavua is there to get the guy to be Poresh, then the ideal case, possibly, maybe ideal is too dramatic, but definitely it makes a lot of sense that the Shavua is there in a case of a Vaday Ramai to get him to be Poresh. Hence, according to Tosfos, when it comes to Aniyah Raktiya, there in such a case, as Tosis developed, we saw all these words inside already twice, that Tosis says that the halach is that you're going to make a shvuah even by Aniyah Raktiya, because the shvuah is there to get him to be Poresh. But according to Rashi, who already told us on the bottom of Beis Amid Aleph, that Aniyah Raktiya, for some reason, Rashi holds the halach is that you don't make a shvuah. Why? By Vaday Ramai, you don't have it. See, he can't learn like Tosfos. He can't learn like Tosfos. So the Rajma needs to set up a different construct for Das Rashi. So what comes out? He learns that in the case of when you're Mora Heter, so in such a case there we're going to say Migu D'Chasha Mamona, in the case where he's Mora Heter, Migu D'Chasha Mamona, the guy is going to be Choshed Ashvuasa. No, the guy's not going to be Chashid Ashvuasa. It's Mora Heter. He's not going to be Chashid Ashvuasa. So there you're going to have to make a Shavua. But in the case of where the guy's not Chashid, when the case of where the guy's not Mora Heter, then he's going to be Chashid Ashvuasa. So this is the starting point in the Machlokis between Rashi and Tosis as the Rajba explains it. Okay? Now, yes, Naftali?
What does he then hold
If he's not more ahead to my mecha memkar, then what is he? He's
by mekach umemkar.
Yeah.
What's the kamashmalon according to Tosa, according to Rashi?
According to the way Rashi was explaining Rashi, he says.
Yes. Let's see an insight. Kamashmalon. So Naftali asks. So what's the kamashmalon tzrichasa? The af b'mekach umemkar moriva amar. Even by Merkech Umemkar, he's going to be more heter, and we don't have a case of Avadei Ramai. That's how the Rashba learns Bedas Rashi.
No, but his halamina was that by Merkech Umemkar, he's Avadei Ramai?
Not Avadei Ramai, but you say, Migud Chasha Mono Chasha Shvuasa.
But what is that? What is the guy's... What is he saying then by Merkech Umemkar?
So he says that because he says that they gave the money at the same time. Yovu Zuzi Atarbai, we gave the money at the same time. Okay. Now, Rabosai, I want to share with you the Ritva. Let's see how the Ritva learns our sugya. The Ritva said something, and my eyes, mamish, I was so surprised. I couldn't believe what I was reading. You know my famous line. I don't know if Hoodi and Orin remember everything that I ever said, but one thing that I always like to say is one of the most memorable moments in my baseball fan career is when Jack Buck said, "I can't believe what I just saw." You know when he said that? You the baseball buff? Jack Buck said that when Kirk Gibson hit a home run the first game of the World Series. Kirk Gibson was barely able to walk. So he hit a home run off the deck. Dennis Eckersley. It was 2-1. The Dodgers were down. That was, I think, Oral Hershiser won that MVP that World Series. Oral Hershiser was unhittable that whole postseason. So, and the A's were by far the favorite. The A's had Mark McGwire, Jose Canseco, and Julio. So anyhow, every once in a while, I think of that line when I'm reading a Rishon, and I can't believe that I just read this. I can't believe I just read this. Take a look at this. You tell me why I can't believe what I just saw. Let's take a look. Says the Ritva. Reisha b'metzia, b'seifa b'mekha b'memkar. Ad eim alo kamash malon. Mitoch pirish rashi, nirev. Tahachi mefarish. Kamash malon de bitarvayu ika hora. Ulahachi mishtabe ba. Kedei sheyoda ala emes umachmas shvua porish ha kolecha deleka hora lo mishtabe kigon zelmer nirakia vzelmer nirakia enim chalkin elie munach ad sheyo veelio to ika ramai. Rabosai, before we talk about why this is a Kirk Gibson moment, can anybody tell me what are the words of the Ritva? What did the Ritva just say? Yes, Shimon, what did he just say?
The reason he used the Shvua is for the same reason that Tosa said he used the Shvua regarding Mithil,
that the reason why you get a Shvua is in order to get the guy to be Poresh, and then he repeats Rashi Shita. Of that by a near Raktia, by a Vade Rama, you don't say Yachlok. Very good. So you're already alluding to what I was really, really surprised about. And what's that? That's right. He learns, the Ritva learns Bedas Rashi, and this is a point that's Mamish Mesameach. He learns Bedas Rashi. I remember in the Sugya, there's this big Rajba that explains Rashi. And the Rajba is really, really beautiful. If you go through it from the beginning to the end, you really should. It's Kedai. But the more and more I was amal in the Rajba, I saw that the Rajba is a tremendous Chiddush Bedas Rashi. And that is the Ritva learns Rashi exactly like Tosos. Up until the point of Aniyar Aktiya. And that is that the Ritva understands that the halacha is that according to Rashi, you would have a Havamina, that a case in which he's going to be Moraheter, Dibitarvayu Ika Hora, Ulahachi Mishtababa, Kadesh Yoda Lemes. that it's in to intimidate him to be modal emes. Umachlashu a parish, and hava mina presumably like dosos. That when he's morahetter, then he wouldn't be intimidated. Kamash malon that he is. Oh, I like that. The fist. The eggs used to do the okay. Toe. So in such a, so the halach is like what? The halach is that when it comes to shvuot kedeshul yifrosh, and what this ritva brings out is that the Rajbo is a tremendous chiddush b'das Rashi. Where in the world did the Rajbo get from that Rashi's working with migu dechasha mamona chasha shvuasa? I'll tell you where he got it from. L'chura, he got it from the fact that Rashi holds that by ani aragtia, you don't make a shvua. So the Rajbo assumes that once Rashi is saying that by a vaday rabbi, in such a case, there you don't make a shvua, it must be because he's chasha mamona, he's chasha shvuasa. To which the Rajbo asks, Akasha, that the Rajbo says, but wait a second, that's not a reason to say Yemunach, then just be cholik without a shvua. Just be cholik without a shvua. But there's another kasha that one could ask. And the Baalei Tosfos are alluding to this. Because the Baalei Tosfos say, it's a beferish of Gemara, that shnayim adukim b'shtar yu yachloku b'shvua, even though there's a vaday rabbi. What does Tosfos mean? Tosfos means that by shnayim adukim mishtar, there you have a case. Each one says he's entitled to the shtar. And what are we going to do? We're going to split it. Even though one of them is for sure a liar. Either the malva paid the malva back, or not. So Tosfos says, we see from there that even though it's chashad amamona, lo chashad ashuasa. And then here's where it explodes, and this is all Ori and Max's fault. If you take a look on Gimel Amud Beis, this machloikis is a pervasive issue that the Baalei Tosfos are obsessed with, both in Gimel Amud Beis above Metzia. It's not a coincidence that David just walked past by for a second. I believe that these things, there's that neshamas are connected. And I worked very, very hard with David last year on Tosfos on Yudches Amud Beis by Shavuos Moldim and Mikzas. The same sugya appears above Metzia, Gimel Amud Beis, as well as Yudches Amud Beis. And Ori, for some reason, was learning Ksuvos. Ask him why, I don't know. So he was learning Ksuvos Yudches Amud Beis, and he pointed out to me that Tosfos goes to town on Rashi on Gimel Amud Beis and Ksuvos Yudches Amud Beis. How in the world can Rashi assume Migu Dechash Amamon Dechash Ashuasa? And Tosfos pulls out a zillion Gemaras that you see Migu Dechash Amamon Dechash Ashuasa. That's what Tosfos does. Now, where's the Rajba coming from? Before we try to find infer for Rashi, L'chura, you could argue, and this is what Ori wanted to argue with me yesterday, that the Rajba has to be right. Why? Because it's the way Rashi learns the Gemara in Gimel and Alf Gimel Beis. Now we're going to bleed neder do this Gemara. I decided we're not going to skip. I threatened that I'm going to skip Gimel and Dali. But so that the older guys could stay with us for the Chidushim Shir, we're going to go straight. It's the older guys' fault. I would have preferred not to, because it's really not so much about Shnayim Ofsin over here, but in the end I've decided we're going to do it. So we're going to come back to it. But let's do this famous Gemara Modim Mikzas. What's the famous Gemara? Amar Rabba, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom. Mipnei Ma Amar Torah Modim Mikzas Atayni Yishava. Why is it that someone who's Moda on a half a Taina makes a Shvua? Chazaka says Gemara, two lines at the bottom. We have an assumption. Ain on the Meiz Panav Vifnei Bachovo, that a person is not going to have chutzpah against his Baal Chov. And he would normally deny from somebody. And really, mamanasha, either you admit or you're going to deny. But this guy really wants to admit. And this that he doesn't admit, He's pushing him off. And there's an umdana over here that the guy is going to kill him. And there's an umdana over here that the guy is going to admit the part of it, because that's the money he has in his pocket, deny the rest, and it's a very fascinating human justification, right? You know, if I sort of show up for davening, even if I don't daven, at the end of the day, I sort of did it. So that's the justification. He says, well, I'm really not lying because I'm minning to 50, and I'm just waiting till I get the other 50. That, Rava says, is the reason for modem mitzvah hatayna. Taina gets a shvua min haTorah. Says Rashi, v'hai bikuli boy dilodi. Rashi learns like this. This is a big chiddush in the Gemara, but this is how Rashi learns. Rashi learns v'hai bikuli boy dilodi, that the Gemara is asking Akasha, wait a second, v'chi tema migu d'chasha amamon d'chasha ashvuasa, that once the guy is chasha that he's a liar, that we believe he really owes the other 50 and he only admitted to half of it, but at the end of the day, he really owes 100. And this is the assumption, that once somebody is admitting, then that's a reyusa. Okay, that's an interesting assumption. But once someone's admitting to part of it, then we have a reyusa in him. That's Rashi, but how can you make a shvua? Now, Tosis entirely rejects Rashi's way of learning, both in Subis and Ibab Metzigim Amezah. We'll go through that Tosis. So comes along Ori, and Ori suggests, I'll tell you why the Rajba learned this way with Das Rashi. Because it's Rashi, Shita, and Shas, Migu de Chasha Mamona, Chasha Shuasa. The only problem is, of course, there's a Beferish and Gemara against it. And the Rajba himself, later on, is going to deal with this Bedas Rashi. He's going to get stuck. What's a Gemara on that Vavam and Aleph? The Gemara says, "Ela lo amrina migu dechasha mona chasha shvasa." Even when we're choshe that a shomer is lying, we don't say migu dechasha mona chasha shvasa. So Tosas brings this raya and many other rayas that we pass in migu dechasha mona lo chasha shvasa. So I want to point out something I never realized, and for this I'm forever indebted that you're learning with me, that the Ritva does not assume that's Pshat and Rashi, and we notice this, because what we notice with Rav Yoel is Rashi never over here said migu dechasha melona chasha shvasa. Rashi never said that. It's the Rajba's Pshat. Now the Rajba didn't just dream it up that Rashi's controversial there, so Rashi's going to be controversial here. No, the Rajba said, well, we know it's Rashi Shita, and if we know it's Rashi Shita, then that makes sense for Vaday Ramai by Aniya Raktiya, and therefore the two go together. And that's going to be the Pshat and the Tzrichas of Rashi. But Rashi never said that. Now, of course, Rashi never told us how we learned the Tzrichas of. But it's Mestaber that that's what the Tzrichas of is going to be. So the Rashba surmises this Bedas Rashi. Number one, that's what Rashi holds on Gimel Bebeis, even though Tos has a zillion kashas on Rashi. Number two is that when it comes to Aniya Raktiya, that will be a very simple explanation why a Vaday Ramai cannot make a Shvua. So that's how the great Rajba learned Bedas Rashi. But comes along the great Ritva, and we can't believe what we see, and we see entirely different Mahalach. The Ritva says, no, Rashi's learning Itosis. Rashi's learning Itosis. And the Shvua is there to cause the guy to be Porish. Vamevin Yavin, the Rajba doesn't like that Pshat of Tosis either. The Rajba learned the third Pshat. But according to the Ritva, Bedas Rashi, this is what's going on. The Shvua is there to be Porish. Ay, Ani Araktiya. So then, that's a different case. Hakol Heicha. The Lekha Hora Lo Mishtaba, where he's not going to be Mora Heter, where he knows for sure he's a Ramai, by a case of Zelmer and Erechtia, then in such a case that's different. It seems like he's being Mechalik between a case of where someone's a Vaday Ramai, So then that won't get him to be Parish. Versus a case that's in between. We need to be magdir that. If someone could work on that. What's the trichasa? Mekach u'memkar mitzia. They're not vadei rama. It's something in between. So presumably the way Rashi was mazbir, if it works out, that's fine. But I want to add a little bit more. In my heart of hearts, I usually don't do this, but in my heart of hearts, I really feel the emes is with the Ritva. The emes bedas Rashi, and this is our regalachas. The emes bedas Rashi, and what will come out is that the Rashba is going to be lishitasa the way he learns Rashi on Dav Gimel and Dav Vav. Okay? But emes, when I say the emes is bedas Rashba, Ritva, that in the Rashi on the Beis on the Beis, there's no Hechreach to the Rashba's Pshat. And Tosis is right when Tosis says, Mi the Chashamon lo Chashashuasa. And maybe Rashi agrees with Tosis. And as we developed, there's nothing in Rashi that indicates Mi the Chashamon lo Chashashuasa. But Ori came over to me yesterday and he said, Rebbe, I sense you were going in this direction. But at the end of the day, you're wrong. He didn't say you're wrong. He said, you're wrong from Rashi and Gimel Amud Beis. Because Rashi does say, Migu D'chash Amon HaShash Shvasa. So presumably, that's where the Rashba is coming from. The Rashba is understanding like Ori. And it works in beautifully. But I just want to add that, and this I just store for information. I don't have the sefer. I was looking around. I told you when you get stuck, different svarim to use. So this is an excellent sefer. In my days, they called the Green Monster. Nowadays, a little bit outdated because there's some svarim that are even more thorough. But in many ways, it's still the best. We can talk about why privately. Anyhow, they quote that when Tosas asks all of his kashas on Gimel Amud Beis, they quote a sefer Beis Avram. Now, I'd like somebody to find it. By the time we get to Gimel Amud Beis, I'd like someone to find that sefer. That points out that there's a fundamental difference between the case of Moda B'Miksas and the case of Shnayim Ovsim B'Talas, or the case of Shomrim, where we assume Migu D'Chasha Mamona Lo Chasha Ashwas, like Tosis developed. By Shnayim Adukim Mishtar, the guy makes the Shmuel even though he's Chasha Mamona. Versus the case of Moda B'Miksas, where their Rashi is willing to entertain the idea of Migu D'Chasha Mamona Chasha Ashwas. What could the difference be? What could the difference be? So I'll read you their words, and so I'd like, I'm a bakesh from the Talmidim to look for a sefer Beis Avram. I think it's Keseder al Adath. And Mirza Shem, when we get to Gimel, we'll get that. He says a very beautiful svara. And I think the Ritva, I think it's not now Stama Svara Ba'alma to be Miyashik. Bedas HaRitva, you're going to have to Lechura say this Bedas Rashi. Because Rashi does not learn this way. And that is the following. Very, very simple svar. She'af ba'alma chosha mamona lo chosha ashwasa. Like the maskanas ha'gemara on Vav Amud Aleph. Kan b'mode b'miksas she'esh raglayim l'davar v'nira shemeshaker. When it comes to mode b'miksas, there's a raglayim l'davar that appears that he's lying. Ha'yimakam lomer she'choshru gam al ashwur. Shelo amru chosha mamona lo chosha ashwasa. Elo b'safek chashur, ach lo b'chashur v'adai. The only time we're going to have this problem is where you have this whole deal that we say minu chashur anu lo chashur shvasa is someone who's a safek chashur. But if the guy is not a safek chashur, so then in such a case halacha is going to be different. So the answer is pashut. Shnayim olsim metalis. Do we know that this guy for sure is a chashur? Shnayim Ovsim B'Talas, we know for sure this guy is a chashut? No, we don't know the guy is a chashut. In those cases, we don't know for sure the guy is a chashut. It's not a vadai chashut. In contrast to Moda B'Miktsas, in the words himself, by being Moda B'Miktsas, he's chashut, he already is a chashut. So then, when the guy in the case himself, in the words itself, the guy is being molded, that creates a chash, then in such a case, we're not going to go so far and say, where there's a chashad mamona itself, the halacha is going to be migu dechasha mono chasha shuasa. Then we're not going to go so far. So that is kafta referach of what we saw b'das haritva. So that's something I think is very much misameach. So we're already come out of time. I had in mind to do more, but yeah, I'll take the question. Go ahead, Yisrael.
How do we really see that the Ritva and Rashva are arguing? It goes a long time about the Maskana. I think that the Rashva would agree that the Maskana turns to Rashi, that the reason why he has, the reason why there's Swoosh, Shaloyah Fush.
But the Ritva doesn't even learn that Bedas Avamina. Why? Well, by the way, the Nachlas David makes a very similar point to what you said. Comes along the Nachlas David, and the Nachlas David says the following. The Nachlas David, it's a little bit more involved, and also we discuss Bedas the Rashba, the Maram Shif discusses, but he gives the following. So he says that Rashi was only saying this in the Hava Mina. Then the Hava Mina, it was Migu Dechasham Mona Chasha Shuasav. So you're mechavin to Nachlas Davi. Take a look. Shom Rashi Dibra Maskel Mekachu Memkar. This is one of the things that I had in mind to do, but we didn't have enough time. In the red editions, it's 10 lines on the top. El Tzarech Lomar, the Rashi Mifarshat Tzrichasa, the Hava Mina, Kim Dechasham Mona Chasha Shuasav. And he says that even though we pass Kim Migu Dechasham Mona Lo Chasha Shuasav, but there is definitely a shita that holds that way. If you take a look in the Gemara on Vav Amud Aleph, there's a shita that holds that way. So Nachlas David says your pshat. Actually, I had in mind to mention it to the guys, so I'm glad that you made that point. So we'll stop over here, Rabbi Osei. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we're going to... I wanted to show you this Bedas HaRitva. I didn't get to do the whole Ritva. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we're going to start the next Gemara, Mekach U'Memkar, V'Lechitzi Zuzi.